我们请看哥林多前书。
Let's all turn to 1 Corinthians.
第十一章。
Chapter 11.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
到二十六节。
To verse 26.
哥林多前书十一章二十三节到二十六节。
1 Corinthians 11, verse 23 to verse 26.
我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜拿起饼来。二十四节。
24.
祝谢了就拨开说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。二十五节。
25.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。二十六节。
26.
你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。这段圣经告诉我们圣餐礼的目的。
So over here we see from these verses the intention of the Holy Communion.
第一
First,
就是要纪念主耶稣的死。
And that is to remember the death of our Lord.
主耶稣甚至叫我们要常常举行来纪念他。
And our Lord Jesus, he even instructed us to conduct the Holy Communion sacrament whenever we can conduct.
如果我们能够明白主的爱,
if we can indeed understand the love of God,
主是怎么样为我们受死的,
how our Lord Jesus, how he died for us,
我们才能够珍惜所得到的救恩。
Then will we cherish this grace that is given to us.
今天我们能够活在主的爱中。
Today, the fact that we can all live in the love of Christ,
活得有神有盼望。
That we have a living hope and that we can walk in God.
这个恩典是神从创世以前就开始为我们所预备。
And remember, this is a grace that God has prepared for you since the first day of beginning in the ancient times.
直到日期满足，神就成为肉身到世上来。
And when the time is ripe, God came to the world and manifested himself in the human form.
为了承担我们的罪，受尽了罪人所该受的一切的痛苦。
In order to carry the burden of our sins, he came on our behalf and suffered for us.
甚至为我们受死在十字架上。
And that he loved us right to the point of his death, that he even gave up his life for us.
虽然死了，被埋葬了。
Even though our Lord Jesus died and he was buried.
但是他是生命的主。
But he is the Lord of life.
他为我们舍去生命。
Our Lord Jesus, he died for us and gave up his life for our sake.
又从死里夺回生命。
But yet, Lord Jesus, he triumphed over death and he resurrected from death.
所以主耶稣告诉我们。
So therefore, Lord Jesus, he tells us.
一个人活着来信我。
When a person is alive and he came to believe in me.
就必永远不死。
And that he shall never die.
今天我们能够活在主的爱中。
And today it is very precious that we can live in the love of Christ.
过着有神有盼望的生活。
And that we can live every day with such a living hope that is alive and full.
是主耶稣为我们付出了这么大的代价。
And all this are being paid by our Lord Jesus by the sacrifice that he has given for us.
我们才能够领受这个救恩。
And Lord Jesus paid a high price for our salvation.
才能够成为神的儿女。
To claim us again as the children of God.
才能够有一个活泼的盼望。
That we can once again have a living hope.
所以今天呢，我们领受了主耶稣的恩，主耶稣的爱，我们就必须 要珍惜自己的救恩，要保守自己藏在主的爱中。
So therefore today, once we have received and tasted of the sweetness of His grace, we must preserve and keep ourselves within the love of God.
如果我们又在犯了罪，离弃了神，那就等于把主耶稣从钉十字架一样。
And if we were to commit sin again and forsake our Lord Jesus, we will nail Him and crucify Him the second time.
不但辜负了主的恩，
not only have we fallen short of His grace,
失落了我们已经得到的恩典，
and we have given up the grace that we have received,
将来所要受的刑罚当何等的加重。
And the future judgment that is waiting for us will be very severe.
所以主耶稣要我们常常来领受圣餐，就是来纪念他的死。
And that is why Lord Jesus, He desires for us to meditate on His death often, so that we can conduct the Holy Communion many times.
靠着主耶稣的爱，保守自己藏在主爱中。
So that we can rely upon the love of Christ and to keep ourselves within His grace.
当我们能够明白主耶稣的爱，
When we can truly understand the immense and deep love of Christ,
我们才能够激发我们爱主的心出来。
Then this love from God can only inspire us to love Him in return.
一个感受不到主耶稣爱的人，他不会爱主。
A person who never truly feel or experience the love of Christ, there is no way they can ever repay His love.
就像一个小孩子不晓得父母的爱，他不会去敬爱父母的。
Just like a little child who never experienced the love from his parents, how would he know what to give it back to in return?
是借着圣餐礼，是要让我们再一次的去思想主是怎么样爱我们。
And therefore, through the Holy Communion Sacrament, once again, it allows us to ponder and to meditate upon how much love God has given us.
主既然这样爱我们，为了爱我们，爱到宁愿受尽一切的苦，舍弃他宝贵的生命。
And just think about how much Lord Jesus Christ loved us to the point that He even gave up His life for us right to the very end.
我们怎么能够不爱主呢？
So how can we not love our Lord in return?
难怪保罗说，若有人不爱主，他就该受咒诅。
And that is why Paul mentioned that if anyone does not love God, he will be cursed.
所以主耶稣要我们常常举办圣餐，就是思念主的爱，被主耶稣的爱来激励我们。
And that is the purpose behind Holy Communion Sacrament. When we conduct it often enough, we'll always be inspired by the love of Christ.
保罗为什么这么爱主？
Why is it you wonder that Paul loved Lord Jesus so very much?
就是因为被主耶稣的爱所激励。
Because he was deeply inspired by the love of Christ.
想到他为了爱我，为我死了。
He often remembered how Lord Jesus loved him and died for him.
今天我们才能够活在主的爱里面，活得有盼望。
And that is how our life today can be in Lord Jesus, and that it is a new life full of hope.
今天我们活着，是主在我们里面活的。
And remember today the fact that we are living because the life of Christ is alive in us.
因为我们受洗，就重新领受了主宝贵的生命。
Because once we are baptized, we once again receive the precious life of Christ.
既然是主在我们里面活，
because the love of God lives in us.
那我们就应该为主耶稣活。
And that is why all the more we must give our life for Christ.
所以保罗说，不管生不管死，我总是主的人。
That is why Paul he mentioned whether I live or whether I die, I am the Lord.
所以我活着就应该为主耶稣活。
And that is why when I live, I am living for God.
活出在我们身上活出主的生命出来。
and that the life of Christ can be manifested through our daily living, and that we are his testimony.
也才能够显出我们生命的价值。
Then only can we live to the full extent of this valuable life.
那我们有爱主的心，我们才懂得去爱人。
And only if your heart is inspired by God, can you have this love that can be poured out to the people around you.
所以约翰告诉我们，
That's why
一个说心里说我爱主的人。
That's why John, he reminded us that for a person who keeps saying with his lips that I love God,
如果不能去爱那看得见的人，
but yet if he cannot love the people that he can see with his eyes,
他说爱神是说谎，
then this person, he is a liar, he is telling lies.
看得见的人你都不能爱他，你还能够爱那看不见的神吗？
Because how can you claim that you love this God who is invisible, who you can see, who you cannot see, and yet you cannot even love the brothers or the sisters that you can see?
所以约翰说，爱神的就必须爱人。
And that is why John says that for a person who loves God, they will also love the people around them.
主耶稣说，因为我的名，爱小子里面的一个，就是爱主，就是坐在主耶稣的身上。
And Lord Jesus even mentioned that if you love even the little ones such as these, you are loving me in return.
我们今天领受圣餐，除了纪念主耶稣的死。
Today, as we partake the Holy Communion, we are remembering the death of our Lord.
思想主耶稣的爱。
We ponder and meditate upon his profound love.
另一方面就是要领受主耶稣的肉，主耶稣的血。
And also it's very important for us to partake in the flesh and blood of Christ.
主耶稣借着圣餐里把这个无酵饼跟葡萄汁注泻之后，就宣告说，这是我的肉，这是我的血。
And through the Holy Communion Sacrament, Lord Jesus proclaimed that now this unleavened bread is my flesh and that this grape juice is my blood.
无酵饼葡萄汁所以能够成为主耶稣的肉，主耶稣的血。
And the fact that the unleavened bread and the juice can become the flesh and blood of Christ
是因为主的应许。
And all this lie upon the promise of Lord Jesus
是因为圣灵的能力。
It's also because of the witness of the Holy Spirit.
也是因为我们信心的接受。
And also it is being taken by our faith.
所以经过注泻之后的无酵饼和葡萄汁，主耶稣就宣告说，这是我的肉，这是我的血。
So therefore, after the unleavened bread and the juice have been blessed in the Lord's name, now it is spiritualized into the flesh and blood of Christ.
主耶稣为什么要我们领受他的肉他的血呢？
Why is it that our Lord want us to partake his flesh and his blood?
约翰福音六章五十三节以下，
John 6:53 mentioned，
主耶稣说，吃我的肉喝我的血的人就有我的生命在他里面。
And over here Jesus said that for those of you who eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will have my life in you.
在末日要得以复活。
And I will raise him up on the last day.
吃主耶稣的肉喝主耶稣的血，就有主耶稣在我们里面，我们也在主耶稣里面。
Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I live in him and he live in me.
让我们的生命跟主耶稣再次的能够密相契。
So once again, our life and the life of Christ is being connected as one.
跟主耶稣的生命联合在一起。
And that we are in one unity with our God.
因为有主耶稣生命的浇灌，我们才能够活出主耶稣丰盛的生命出来。
Because once again, we receive the abundant life of Christ, and that this life pours out in us and renew us and strengthen us once again.
所以主耶稣说我来了要使人得生命并且要得的更丰盛。
And that is why Jesus Christ says that I come to this world so that they can receive life and to receive an even more abundant life.
借着圣餐礼
through the Holy Communion Sacrament,
我们软弱的属灵生命再次的得到主生命的浇灌。
That our spiritual life that has been weakened will once again be strengthened by the life of Christ.
让我们不再体贴自己的肉体体贴自己的软弱。
So no longer will we hearken to the desires of our flesh or fall into our weaknesses.
我们就应该活出主丰盛的生命出来。
That we are being strengthened to once again live out the life of Christ.
主耶稣为了爱我们。
Our Lord Jesus loves us so much.
他在世上受尽人百般的羞辱。
That our Lord Jesus, he has gone through great humiliation in this world.
有时候我们为了一句话，啊，有人得罪我们，我们就受不了。
And sometimes we cannot even tolerate a little offense that is thrown to us by people.
主耶稣是为了我们受人百般羞辱。
But how about our Lord Jesus? He was being mocked and he was being spat.
一个荣耀尊贵的神竟然被一个微小的兵丁把他戏弄。
And such a glorious God is being mocked by a little soldier who spear him on his side.
把他戴上荆棘的冠冕。
And these soldiers even pushed a crown of thorns into the head of our Lord.
把芦苇当作杖给他拿着。
And that they gave him a staff of reeds for him to hold.
然后戏弄他，跪在他面前，恭喜你做犹太人的王。
And they mock at him and hail him in mockery as the king of the Jews.
在十字架下。
And all this happened at the foot of the cross.
那些不信的犹太人。
And all these unbelieved Jewish people.
百般的羞辱他。
They throw all the insults at Lord Jesus.
你不是神的儿子吗?
They instigated against him, saying, "Aren't you the Son of God?"
你就从十字架上跳下来吗? 我们就相信你是神的儿子。
Then prove to us that you are indeed the Son of God. Why don't you just jump down from the cross and be alive?
但是主耶稣为了爱我们，为了完成这个救赎的工作，他忍受了这些羞辱。
But our Lord Jesus, for our sake, in order to accomplish the plan of salvation, God took all these in.
今天为了主，我们有什么苦不能忍受？
And so therefore today in the same world, same way, if you're going through a little suffering in this world, how can we not endure it?
保罗说我被论断被批评我都把它当作极小的事情。
And Paul say that it may be true that I'm being criticized, I'm being judged, but all these are very little, they are nothing compared to the grace of God.
连荣耀尊贵的主都遭受了这种待遇了，我们算什么？
Because our Lord Jesus, who is the glorious God above, he has gone through worse sufferings than I did.So、
我们还有什么不能接受的
？And there is no sufferings that we cannot endure for him.
所以主耶稣要我们领受他的肉，他的血。
And that is why Lord Jesus he desires for us to partake his flesh and his blood.
让我们能够与主耶稣的生命啊，再次的联合。
So that once again our life is connected with the life of Christ.
领受他生命的浇灌。
And that we are.Receive and that we will receive this outpouring of the life of Christ
借着圣餐礼
through the Holy Communion Sacrament
我们才能够再次的刚强起来
so that once again our heart can be renewed it can be strengthened spiritually
这个圣餐一直要领受到主再来
and that we will continue to partake this Holy Communion Sacrament till the day when our Lord Jesus comes again
当然这也是再次的提醒我们我们活在世上是有盼望的
So this once again serves to remind us that we have a living hope as we live in this world
为了走在主的道上
in order for us to walk in the way of the Lord,
为了遵行天父的旨意,
and in order for us to submit to the will of our Heavenly Father,
也许我们要承受很多的压力, 很多的痛苦。
Perhaps we may have to carry a lot of burden, a lot of pain and sufferings.
但是我们想到主要再来。
But remember, our Lord, He will come again.
主再来就是我们信仰终极的目标。
And when our Lord Jesus comes again, that will be the main crux of our belief and our faith.
如果不明,主没有再来,我们信主就枉然了。
Because if our Lord Jesus never come, we will have believed in vain.
所以保罗说,如果主耶稣没有再来,那我们就吃吃喝喝,死了就算了。
Because Paul says that if our Lord Jesus did not come,then we will just eat, drink, and be merry, and our life will be wasted.
今天我们就不必为了守神的道来忍受苦难。
Then today, it is worthless for us to endure all the sufferings for the sake of Christ.
但是我们是有盼望的。
But we have a true and living hope.
圣餐是领受到主再来为止。
That is why we will receive the Holy Communion Sacrament,continuously till the day when the Lord comes again.
也是给我们在这苦难当中的人打了一剂的强心剂。
And it also serves as a motivator for us as we suffered in this world.
就好像农夫忍耐等候地里的出产。
Just like a farmer who is waiting patiently for his labor to harvest from the crops.
农夫要等到地里的出产，虽然很辛苦。
And of course, it is a very laborious task for a farmer to wait for the harvest from the day he sowed.
还要经历时间的考验。
It needs to go through the testing of time.
总不能啊，一秒助长。
Because it will not be harvested instantly overnight.
我们要等主再来，我们就必须。忍耐等候。
In the same way, today as we patiently wait for our Lord Jesus to come again, we must endure and have patience. 啊，
不断的借着圣餐，不断的提醒我们，我们是有活泼盼望的。
And that we will be constantly reminded as we receive the Holy Communion Sacrament that we are very blessed because we have a living hope that is vibrant and strong.
我们才有力量。忍受所面对的一切的苦难。
And once we are spiritually strong, that will give us the strength and the endurance to withstand all the sufferings that come upon us.
我们才有力量克制肉体的情欲。
Then we will be able to exercise self-control and rein our flesh.
得胜世界的试探，撒旦的攻击。
And that we will be able to overcome all the testing and temptations of this world and those darts that come from Satan.
就像拉撒路一样。
Just like Lazarus.
对。一个乞丐全身长疮，两只脚不能走路。
Lazarus was a beggar who was full of sores. He couldn't even walk with his two feet.
他怎么能够忍受这个苦难？
And how can this poor beggar endure all the pain?
他为什么能够不叫苦?
And how can he not complain of his pain as well?
不埋怨神。
How can he not complain and grumble against God?
也不拿人来做比较。
And neither does he compare himself with other people.
就是因为他有活泼的盼望。
And all this lies in the reason that he has a living hope in his heart.
我虽然贫穷卑微，
even though I am poor and I am lowly，
我虽然每天承担着很多的痛苦，
even though every day I am facing many pain and sufferings，
但我在神面前我是神的儿子，
but remember in the eyes of God I am a child of God，
我世上的日子好像客旅，只是暂居的。
And that I am but a guest that comes and travels through this world, this stay this journey on this earth is temporary.
世上再怎么苦，有一天总要过去。
Because no matter how harsh the world is and the environment that is full of pain, all these will pass away one day.
所以保罗告诉我们，我们世上所忍受的苦难啊，不过是自斩自清的。
That is why Paul, he tells us that all the pain and suffering you're going through right now is nothing. It is only transient. It is only in passing.
如果我们不能保守自己在神的爱中，将来所要承受的那地狱的刑罚是永远的，是极重的痛苦。
But if we cannot keep ourselves within the grace and love of God, the first punishment that come upon us on the day of judgment will be extremely, extremely painful.
我们就好像拉撒路一出生就一直受苦到死，也不过是几十年总要过去。
Because we are just like Lazarus, we are born into the troubles of this world. We have to go through all the pain, but it's only a mere few years of our lives.
如果我们能够忍受世上这些自斩自清的苦楚，就能够为我们成就将来那永远无比的荣耀。
If we can endure all this little pain that we're going through in this world, it will preserve for us this glorious crown for us in when we receive our eternal life.
我们再怎么笨，我们都可以衡量衡量。
So we can always measure what we are going through in this short life versus the eternal life that's waiting for us.
我甘愿去追求眼前暂时的喜快乐，而将来去承受那永远的刑罚吗？
And is it worthy for you to pursue after the fleeting pleasures of this world, and in return you get eternal punishment and condemnation in hell?
这就是主耶稣为什么要我们常常举办圣餐的目的。
And that is the reason why our Lord Jesus often want us to remember his death and to conduct the Holy Communion.
我们要怎么样来领受圣餐？
And what kind of attitude should we have when we receive the Holy Communion?
我们再看哥林多前书十一章的二十七节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 11:27.
哥林多前书十一章二十七节。
11:27.
一直到三十二节
,32,
二十七节，所以无论何人不按理吃主的肉，吃主的饼，喝主的鞭，就是干犯主的身体，主的血了。二十八节
,28,
人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼，喝这杯。二十九节
,29,
因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。三十节
,30,
因此在你们中间有好些领受了圣餐反而软弱的与犯病的死的也不少。三十一节
,31,
我们若能够先分辨自己，就不至于受审。三十二节
,32,
我们受审的时候乃是被主惩治，免得我们和世人一同定罪。这段圣经就只是我们领受圣餐的方法。
So over here, these Bible verses instructed us the attitude that we should have when we receive.
领受圣餐必须要按理领受。
Here it says that we must receive in a worthy manner.
圣餐代表着主耶稣的身体。
Because the Holy Communion Sacrament, it represents the body of Christ.
主耶稣的身体只有一个。
And the body of Christ is one.
所以我们圣餐呢，就用一个饼。
And that is why we only use one bread.
一个杯。
And one cup.
并且主耶稣是圣洁没有罪的。
And also our Lord Jesus, he is holy, he is without sin.
我们所用的当然就必须用无效饼。
So what we have to use is unleavened bread.
表明主耶稣 是圣洁的，没有罪的。
Which represent the holy nature of Lord Jesus that is without sin.
因为圣经里面告诉我们，孝是代表着异端、邪恶。
Because the Bible tells us that the leaven it symbolizes evil and sin.
所以教会举办圣餐，就是必须用一个无酵饼，一壶葡萄汁。
That is why when the church conducts the Holy Communion, it will use one unleavened bread and also one container of juice.
我们必须要按理领受。
And we must receive it in a worthy manner.
不但用一个饼一个杯。
So we use one bread and one cup.
并且啊，是无酵的，没有酵的。
And there must be no leaven that is found in the bread.
啊。没有在主里受洗的人
and,
他就不可以领受。
And for all the friends who are sitting among us who have not yet received the baptism, please refrain from partaking.
因为受洗才归入基督。
Because only upon your baptism will you enter into Christ.
在主的身体里面有份。
That you will now be a part of this body of Christ.
就成为主的身体。
Then you will become, you will become part of the body of Christ.
就如刚才简章里告诉我们，与主有份。
So that now you will receive a part of Christ.
所以还没有在本会受洗的，他还没有归属主这个身体里面，他就不可以领受。
So if you have yet to be baptized into the Lord or to belong to the body of Christ, you are not ready to receive the bread and the cup yet.
所以等一下，啊，这个分发圣餐的时候，还没有本会在本会受洗的，你暂时不要领受。
So later when we distribute the bread and the cup, if you are not baptized, please do not receive it.
要等你在本会受洗之后才可领受。
And we welcome you to receive it once you are baptized into the Lord.
因为这个圣餐饼杯注谢之后就在灵里成为主的肉主耶稣的血了。
Because after we have blessed the bread and the cup and within the spirit of the Lord it is now the flesh and blood of Christ.
如果你不分辨随随便便领受，那你会吃到自己的罪。
And if you were not to exercise discernment and to eat it in a casual manner, you will bring upon judgment on yourself.
当然一个饼一个杯也是教训我们，这个饼是用许多麦子许多籽粒把它去掉皮，把它磨成粉，把它做成一个饼。
And then this bread also serves to remind us that it is comprised and made up of many little wheat that is being crushed so that the chaff can be brought together as one.
我们就是这个饼里面的每一个籽粒。
And we are all this little tiny seed that is contained within the wheat.
我们必须去掉皮。
We must remove the outer shell.
我们不追求外表。
We are not pursuing for all the external appearance.
世上的地位。
And that is to say the social status,
学问、
knowledge and
财富、
wealth.
这个都好像它的皮外表一样。
And all these are things that people package themselves with in the world.
我们必须要去掉皮。
But we must remove this package when we come before the Lord.
然后这个麦子去掉皮之后，还要被磨碎，磨成粉。
And this wheat, once the kernel of wheat, the outer shell is removed, and then it will be crushed into a powder form.
在教会里面。
Within the church,
在主的这个团契里面
and within the fellowship of the Lord,
主的身体里面
within the body of Christ,
我们每个弟兄姐妹，我们应该要有破碎自己的那种心智。
That we all must have this determination, and that is this attitude that we must deny ourselves when we come before the Lord.
宁愿被磨成粉。
That we are being crushed into a powder form, just like the wheat.
怎么磨？
How do you crush yourself?
又说主借着各种苦难来磨练我们。
And our Lord Jesus often used many troubles in your life to crush you.
有时候是弟兄姐妹互相磨。
Sometimes brothers and sisters, the members, they sharpen each other.
好像圣经里面箴言提到的，铁磨铁就磨成刃来。
And just like what the book of Proverbs mentioned, that iron will sharpen against iron.
弟兄姐妹彼此之间带着肉体有血气，难免有时候互相得罪，绝对避免不了的。
And it is true and inevitable for members to offend against one another because we are mere human beings after all.
但是对我们每一个弟兄姐妹来讲，这就是神要磨碎我们的一个过程。
But this is also one of the process that God used to crush us into a powdery form.
我们是不是愿意啊破碎自己？
And are we willing to be crushed?
被磨成粉？
To be crushed into a powder?
我们常常在团体里面，这个麦子没有磨碎，
and,
还有每个个体的存在。
And very often when we come into the fellowship of the Lord, the wheat still remains as an individual. It has not been crushed yet.
常常强调自我。
We always emphasize on ourselves.
我怎么样？我怎么样？
And that the individual will be emphasized.
麦子没有磨成粉，它就不能来和成、做成无效饼。
And if this wheat is not being crushed into powder, it can never become part of the bread, the unleavened bread.
如果我们一个做饼的人，哎，面粉里面还有这个麦子籽粒，我们一定会把它剪掉。
And for those of you who knows how to bake, when you sift the flour and if you find a whole seed in the flour, among the powder, you remove that seed and throw it away.
这是无效饼给我们的教训。
That is the teaching that this unleavened bread.
我们要成为主的无效饼。
That we must today be crushed and become so that it can be dissolved into this unleavened bread.
我们不能强调我什么人。
We cannot emphasize that we are so and so.
我们的身份，我们的地位。
We cannot come and emphasize our social status, our wealth.
在教会里面不谈身份，不谈地位。
Because in the church, nobody cares who you are.
在教会里面不可以强调自我，好像没有我就不行。
And nobody cares really where you come from or your background.
这个还得磨，磨到变成粉。
Because you must crush yourself so that you become a powder and be dissolved.
无效饼既然是许多籽粒去掉皮磨成粉，然后做成一个饼。
And because this unleavened bread, it is baked by all this powder into one bread.
如果我们能够这样，那这个教会彼此之间必然是同心合一的，再也不分彼此的，只是一个饼而已。
And if we can truly deny ourselves and that we can truly become one in this fellowship of the Lord, then there is no individual that exists anymore.
这就是一个饼一个杯啊，所给我们留下的教训。
And that we all become one body of Christ, and that is the teaching inherent for us.
我们每个弟兄姐妹必须愿意被主耶稣来磨碎我们。
And that is to say, each and every one of us, dear brothers and sisters, you must be willing to be crushed by God.
我们大家都愿意同心合意的为福音齐心努力。
That we all have this desire to love the Lord and to become a testimony of his gospel.
那今天我们领受圣餐才有意义。
Then will it truly be meaningful when you receive the Holy Communion today?
我们不但要按理领受，还要审查自己。
Not only must we partake in a worthy manner, we must also examine ourselves.
我不配，配不配领受圣餐？
Am I truly worthy, truly, truly worthy to receive?
必须要审查。
You must examine yourself.
没有在本会受洗的，不要领受。
If you are not baptized, please do not receive.
每位弟兄姐妹要领受圣餐之前，必须先审查自己。
And each and every member who are sitting here, we must examine ourselves before we partake.
审查什么？
What do you examine?
第一，审查信心。
First, examine your level of faith.
这个无效饼葡萄汁经过致谢之后，在灵里已经成为主的肉，主耶稣的血。
Because after the bread and the cup have been blessed, spiritualized, they become the flesh and blood of Christ.
你没有这个信心，你不可以领受。
If you do not have this faith, you are not worthy to receive.
因为你不分辨了，这是主的身体，主的血。
Because you refuse to discern that this is now the flesh and blood of Christ.
那你随随便便领受，你就会干犯到主耶稣的身体。
Then in this way, you are partaking the Holy Communion in a very callous way. You will bring judgment upon yourself.
你随便吃喝了，你就吃掉自己的罪。
Because if you eat and drink without recognizing that this is the body of Jesus, you will eat and drink judgment on yourself.
所以当保罗就提到，当时哥林德教会的信徒就是没有尊重圣餐。
And this is recorded in verse 29 over here, because Paul mentioned that the members of the Corinthian church in those days, they did not give respect to the Holy Communion.
随随便便领受。
They receive it in a very callous way.
结果领受之后，圣餐并没有让他得到益处，反而让他软弱了，患病了，死的也不少。
And what happened with those people? They become weak, they become sick, and a lot of them actually died.
所以我们领受圣餐之前，我们应该很虚心的在主耶稣面前认罪悔改。
So it is very important for us when we receive the Holy Communion sacrament to come before the Lord to repent of our sins and to ask God for His forgiveness.
约翰一书第一章第九节
First John chapter 1 verse 9,
我们如果肯承认自己的罪，
If we confess of our sins,
神是公义的，是信实的，
Our God, He is faithful and just,
必要洗净我们一切的不义，
He will wash away all our unrighteousness,
赦免我们一切的罪，
And He will forgiveall our transgressions.
我们才能够一个圣洁的心来领受圣餐。
Then we can come and receive the Holy Communion with a pure and holy heart.
但是有些弟兄姐妹呢，哎呀，我不圣洁，哎，哦，我不够信心，我不要领受。
But there are some brothers and sisters who also find excuse saying that I'm not holy enough and that I am not worthy enough.
不是不要领受就没问题了，就没事了。
And it does not mean that if you do not receive, you will be fine.
你不领受，就是因为你不肯认罪，不肯悔改。
And the fact that you refuse to receive is because you refuse to repent and to ask for God's forgiveness.
罪就在你身上了。
Therefore, the sin remains in you.
你不肯认罪。
You refuse to repent.
不肯悔改。
You refuse to ask for forgiveness.
啊，你就是以神为敌咯。
Then you are in enmity with God.
所以有些年轻人呢，不懂事，以为哎呀，我不领受就好了。
So some young people they are naive in the sense they do not understand. They thought it's fine not to receive.
领受圣餐等于以色列人守逾越节一样。
Because to receive the Holy Communion, it is equivalent to how the Jewish people in the ancient times, how they observed the Passover feast.
啊, 若有人故意不守月节, 是要用石头打死的。
Because in those days, among the Israelites, if you intentionally refuse to observe the Passover feast, you will be stoned to death.
有些人出远门, 路上单言了, 赶不及, 啊, 来守月节。
Some people, they may have gone on a far journey and could not make it back on time for the Passover feast.
所以神特别定了一个第二逾越节。
And so God has instituted a second Passover.
就是让每一个人没有理由拒绝不守逾越节。
So that no longer will you find an excuse not to receive.
所以我们不要 不肯认罪，不肯悔改，而以为不领圣餐就没事了。
So let us not be ignorant and think that it is fine if we do not repent and that if we do not receive the Holy Communion.
故意不领圣餐是会被神弃绝的。
If you intentionally refuse to receive the Holy Communion, God will forsake you.
以色列百姓不领不守逾越节是要用石头打死的。
Because the Israelites, they will be stoned to death if they refuse to take the Holy Communion.
They refuse to take the Passover. 每个弟兄姐妹必须要虚心下来。
So brothers and sisters, let us all be humble.
要在神面前认罪悔改。
Let us come before our Lord, repent of our sins, and ask God to forgive.
求主耶稣的宝血洗净我们一切的罪，赦免我们的过犯。
And ask God to forgive us so that once again He will wash us clean with His precious blood.
啊, 然后领受圣餐,
then we will be able to receive the Holy Communion sacrament.
我们就必然在领受圣餐的事上, 啊, 得到神的赐福。
Then we will be blessed by the Lord when we receive the bread and the cup.